Shepherd. Shepherd's pie. What kind of adjectives would you use to describe a shepherd? Caring, leader. Have you ever seen one of those holy cards? The holy card of the Good Shepherd? Or an icon? Or it's usually of like Jesus, kind of like very, very caring. And he's very concerned for his sheep. And in fact, he has a sheep over his shoulders. And he's very loving and caring, tender, right? That's the most common imagery of the Good Shepherd. Not the only one. I want to talk about three images, right? But yes, that first one is a very common one. A good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep, as the gospel says. The shepherd, kind of like the protector. Big teddy bear, tender, loving care, and he will protect you. The shepherd will do anything, even risk his life, to make sure that the sheep are safe from the wolves. Have you experienced this kind of shepherding from Jesus, perhaps? Like the protector who will lay down his life to protect you. I hear so many stories of people who risk their lives to cross the border or to get to this country. And the ones from Mexico, the ones from South America. The story is very much, very much similar. And they talk about how they had complete trust in Jesus as they were crossing. It was completely dark, can't see anything. Sometimes they just stick them in a van and who knows where they're being led to. Out in the desert, thirsty, hungry. Yet they felt that Jesus was with them, protecting them in their journey, right? Or the stories of a lot of the refugees. A lot of refugees from Vietnam, during the war or after the war, they just got on a boat. That's it. And very minimal food, very minimal water. Who knows where the boat is being led to? Some were kidnapped by pirates. Some just died. Yet they had complete trust in Jesus that they were being led ashore to dry land. So maybe you've had this kind of experience of Jesus, the protector. But the shepherd is not just a teddy bear that loves and cares with tender love. Have you ever seen a shepherd? We don't have many here, But shepherds, they're rough people. Jesus says, "I am the good shepherd. I know mine, and mine know me." What does a shepherd do to the sheep? Keeps him in line, yeah. And also, the shepherd will shear the sheep. Is that a pleasant experience? If you're a sheep getting sheared, I wouldn't like it, right? But you got to be sheared, right? And also, what does a shepherd hold in his hand? Yeah, like a staff, right? Like Gandalf or something like this. You hold a staff, and what is the point of holding the staff? Yeah. What is a round part of the staff used for? Yeah, it's not for cosmetics. I'll tell you that right now. The round, that curvy part of the staff is used to grab the necks of the sheep and go, "Ank." That's not so tender. Shearing, that's not so caring, is it? Oh, it is caring, but in a different sense, right? Part as sheep, part of knowing the shepherd involves the sheep being sheared, the sheep being pulled, the sheep being disciplined, the sheep being yanked, the sheep being rebuked sometimes to be taught a lesson. Right? Have you experienced this kind of shepherding from Jesus? Maybe. Maybe not. I get this all the time. I get this kind of shepherding all the time. One of my struggles is the sin of arrogance. Sometimes I get on my high horse And I think like I'm the best thing since sliced bread, you know. And I think I'm like the best priest in the whole world, right? And I'm actually reminded by you that I'm not, right? And yes, I was talking to a man married for 20 years. He's in a rut and thinking about getting a divorce and just doesn't know what's going on. And I was like, well, have you thought about this? And have you And I was on a roll. He's giving, this is great stuff. This is like great advice that I'm giving to this man. And like, he should like write it down or they should record what I'm saying because this is really good stuff, you know? And then at the end, he looks at me and goes, so how long have you been married? And I said, I think I will just be quiet now. I think I will just put my head down and be quiet. Yes, I was sheared. I was sheared, right? Maybe you've experienced this kind of shepherding. Maybe you've not, okay? And it's not just Jesus the protector. It's not Jesus the shearer or the corrector. There's also a third imagery of the good shepherd. Jesus says, I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. These also I must lead, and they will hear my voice, and there will be one flock, one shepherd. The good shepherd unites us by leading us through his leadership. Well, how exactly does a shepherd lead his flock? How does he lead? Huh? Does he lead from the front or from the back? Most conventional wisdom would say, well, you would lead from the front, kind of like a general in the army, right? It's like, all right, let's go get him, tiger, let's go, you know, attack. I will lead the charge, I will take the flag and, you know, encourage them. Well, no, how can a shepherd see his flock when he's just in the front? Can't see anything. Therefore, the shepherd leads from the rear. He knows exactly what's going on. He looks at the entire flock, the sheep, and he especially looks out for the one that's way over there, the one that's lost, right? And he leads them back into the center, back in with the other sheep. That's how the shepherd leads, right? And have you experienced this kind of shepherding from Jesus, perhaps? Maybe, maybe not. The leader that unites the flock. I often find it prayer. Prayer is the key, oftentimes, to experiencing this kind of shepherding from Jesus. Like when I go into a stressful meeting, where I know, like, oh, okay, here we go, drama alert, here we go. All right. Instead of just kind of going into it, I say, well, time out. Let's take a time out and let us pray together. And oftentimes, praying together, I think it works. It really works. It unites us back to the common mission of Jesus. And he unites us back to the center. And I think this is precisely why you've heard this many times, you know, the phrase that family that prays together stays together. A family united in praying together, Jesus, you know, leads the family back to the mission of Jesus and keeps them together, right? So what has been your experience of the Good Shepherd? Perhaps it's a protector that'll lay down his life for you, the shearer that kind of whips you into shape, or the leader that unites the flock. I think we've experienced perhaps all three. Somewhere down the road, no matter how young you are, no matter how old you are, we have experienced all three of these experiences of the Good Shepherd. But the problem, here's a problem. The problem is, most of the time, we're just stuck with one image. For example, as a teacher, I gotta shepherd my students. So when a student comes to me in distress, I have to protect them. I have to console them. I have to be the tender, caring person. when a student comes to me with cockiness or like sass, you know, I gotta share them. You know, I gotta put them in line. Oh, tough guy. Oh, let's see how tough you are, right? When I see a student slowly start to drift away, starts doing less and less of the homework, not caring, doesn't show up to class, I gotta somehow lead that student back into the center, back into with other students, right? But oftentimes, as students often just peg the teachers with just one image, right? So for example, if a student received my teddy bear, consolation, tender care, they say, oh yeah, Father Steve, he's like the nicest teacher ever, right? But if someone who received my wrath, who received my sharing, who received my tough love would say, well, Father Steve, he's like the meanest teacher ever. Don't ever talk to him. But that's not true. That's not true. You received all three. Sometimes you receive my tender care. Sometimes you receive my, you know, shearing. Sometimes you receive my leading. But you just stuck with one image. And as parents, you know that you cannot be one-dimensional with your children. Right? Sometimes as parents, you have to protect. Sometimes as parents, you have to correct. Sometimes as parents, you have to lead. Right? But oftentimes the children also pegged with just one image. Well, my dad, he's always mean to me. He's always giving me tough love. Or my mom, she's always so sweet. No, your mom is mean to you too. Or no, your dad loves you too in his own way. Right? And I think it's the same thing in our relationship with Jesus the Good Shepherd. Many times our relationship with Jesus the Good Shepherd is one-dimensional. And we just stuck with one image. So, for example, some would say, well, Jesus loves me. God is love. Love, love, love. It's all about love. And I would not deny that. Yes, God is love. If I had to define that term, God is love. Yes, it's all about love. And God loves me. Jesus loves me. No matter what, no matter who I am, Jesus loves me. Yes, I'm not arguing against that. Jesus loves you. But don't you think also Jesus wants you to change? Some people are stuck in 1969. Don't you think Jesus wants you to repent? Right? And stop sinning? Regardless, whether you stop or you continue, Jesus loves you, but he also wants you to change. Right? Or there's the other extreme as well. Right? People are just so hung up on sin. They're just so hung up on sin. I was like, oh yeah, right? Yes, I agree. And all my life, and I receive so many crosses, and yeah, but don't you think Jesus loves you too? Or don't you think maybe through all these tough situations, tough shearing, don't you think maybe he's leading you towards something? Maybe he's trying to teach you a lesson? Right? Or some say, yeah, Jesus is a good leader. Jesus, CEO, good moral example, role model, right up there with Gandhi, right up there with Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., okay? Yes, I don't disagree with you. I think he's a great person too, right? But he's more than just a person. The person of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, our Lord, our Savior. Have you experienced his deep love for you? The good shepherd laying down his life for his sheep, right? The point of laying down his life for us, have you experienced that? Right? No, I'm just stuck in this one image. And we're just happy that way. No, we shouldn't be happy, right? This week, I ask you, which imagery of the good shepherd am I most drawn to? Is it Jesus the protector? Is it Jesus the shearer corrector? Or is it Jesus the leader, right? And ask Jesus the good shepherd, well, help me to experience other aspects of your shepherding, right? Your love as a whole. The sheep listens to the voice of the shepherd. Listen to the voice of the shepherd this week and ask, well, what kind of shepherding do I need from you? Do I need a little bit of love this week? Do I need to be sheared this week? Do I need to be led this week? Right? And don't just be stuck with one image, but be open to what the shepherd calls us to. And it is when we're open, we experience the fullness of the good shepherd and ultimately allows us to be shepherds to others.